from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Brian is in Brazil, as a man is wont to do, as the NFL season opens. And what a delight to welcome him to the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Brian, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Bom dia. Good morning to you from Brazil.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, did you... have you ever been there before?
Oh, many times. Yeah. I've been down here for the World Cup, for Carnival,
really?
Pro Beach Volleyball Championships, to vacation. I've been down here a bunch, though. Like, I haven't been here in a while, though. But it's good. You know, it's a great city to come to. I'm in Rio right now. I'm getting ready to fly to São Paulo for the game. But, I mean, it's just a great city to spend some time in.
What do you expect? Because the reports are that it's a very tense atmosphere. Some people have described it as being fearful and unsafe. I don't know if this is a great idea or a bad idea. What are you expecting, Baldy?
Brazil knows how to throw a party. I expect a party. World Cup atmosphere party. I think it's going to be right. The tickets sold out in 30 minutes. There's a fan base here that loves American football, that loves America, that loves America's game. And so I expect, I hear all the reports like everybody else, but I don't feel it. I mean, I just don't feel it. I mean, I was out last night. It was a great night. It felt like it was, a summer evening in a great city, to be honest with you. But, I understand the concerns and all that, but I expect this thing to go well, and I expect this game to come back to Brazil again.
Well, we are expecting good things from the teams involved, right? I think Philadelphia looks like they're ready to bounce back. They got some new coordinators, and the Green Bay Packers, a young team with a young quarterback, an excellent coach, and they won in the playoffs a year ago, which I don't think everyone expected.
Well, it's the way that they won in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's what they did to Dallas. They decimated them. They ran the ball right down their throats, and they executed very well. And then the following week. They took San Francisco to the brink, and they were right there, in a real dogfight with them. I mean, they're a good football team, and LaFleur does a good job. They've transitioned from Aaron, obviously, to Jordan. They've got a great group of young receivers. They went out and got Josh Jacobs. They addressed the offensive line in the first round. They fired their defense coordinator because he just wasn't aggressive enough. And I think this Mark Caffley is going to do a great job. They've got a lot of talent on that side of the ball, 7 former first-round picks. They're going to press on the edges with wide receivers. They're going to rush the quarterback with 4. They're going to rob the middle of the field with Xavier McKinney. Like, they have a plan. And now it's a question. They didn't play anybody like a lot of teams in preseason. But I expect them to, maybe not tomorrow night, but I expect this to be a good football team that's going to execute and play at a high level. They got a really good roster.
You're going to see two teams that are very good and expected to be in the postseason and playoff teams. A lot of excitement here in Chicago because the Bears are beginning a season where some people believe this is going to end in the playoffs. Do you consider this Bears team a playoff caliber football team?
I do. I mean, I do think that they're going to be in the mix. But I'd say that about 10 teams in the NFC right now. Like, I think this is going to be wide open. Who gets hot? Who can start stacking wins whenever they can? Because you probably got to get to 10, a minimum of 10, to get to the playoffs this year. And so, like, how do you get to 10 in, an 18-week, schedule or 17-game, schedule? So that's the key. And can you get to Houston got to 10 last year. They got in the playoffs. They made a little run. You know, it took help. It took help that Jacksonville lost. So that's just what it is. It's going to come down to games in December. But I think Chicago can compete. I think their defense is real. I don't think that was a mirage, what they did to Green Bay, what they did to Detroit, what they did to Minnesota down the stretch last year. They played very, very good defense. And I think the offense, and I'm a believer of Caleb, has been vastly improved. So I think the Bears can compete with the best of them. I don't know that anybody's better than Detroit in that division right now from a roster standpoint. But, you know, Chicago played them really tough two times last year and beat them once.
You know, when we think about the Bears, obviously we think about the division and Detroit's so good and the Packers, both teams making the playoffs and doing well. It just seems like the playoff dream is a little bit of an uphill battle, but the idea of being a winning program isn't that far off. Is that kind of how you look at the NFC North?
Well, you definitely want to be a better team and win more games than you did a year ago. I mean, that's you got the first pick in the draft. I think the kid can play. You went and got some receivers. I mean, I think they can compete. Now, I don't think anybody's going to be satisfied if they don't make the playoffs. I don't think anybody in the organization, I don't think Matt Flus, I don't think he's going to, like, feel good about it. I don't think the front office is going to feel good about it. I don't think the players are going to feel good about it. I don't think they feel like they should take a backseat to anybody, ever. And so, if you're at Hallis Hall right now and you're getting ready for this weekend against Tennessee, you're thinking, like, we're going to be 1-0 on, you know, Sunday night. We're going to start this thing 1-0. We're a better team than Tennessee. All we have to do is go show everybody that we're a better team than Tennessee. Now, you got the AFC South 3 weeks in a row. All right, it's a good division. A lot of, a lot of improved teams. It's good challenges, you know, like out of your conference to start things off, teams that you don't see very often.
We're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, and insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, what is the Bears' biggest weakness?
I just think it's the biggest weakness. It's not really a weakness, but the biggest concern is you've got all these new parts on offense. All right? You got a new coordinator. You got a new quarterback. You got new receivers. All right. Like how soon and a new offense, how soon can we put this together? Like that's the biggest concern because you saw defensively last year, it took a month. It took 5 weeks. You know, it took a change of coordinators. It took, you know, flu stepping in. It took like that disaster against Kansas City last year. It took that type of an embarrassment to like fix things and tighten things up and teach these guys how to play. That's my biggest concern is it's not really a position or anything else. It's how quickly can you put this group of players in this offense together, and win games because these games can be really tight. It's a, you know, it's a turnover. It's a third down conversion. It's a fourth quarter drive. Like it comes down to execution in the tensest moments. And if they're going to be a good team this year, then at some point this is going to kick in. And they're going to figure this stuff out game day in those moments. They're going to like, okay, we're going 70 yards to go put this in the end zone to win this game with no time on the clock. Those are what good teams do. That's my concern, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be fun just to get different, you know, to see what it looks like when they have a quarterback that can really complete passes and can be a guy that can perhaps win at the end of games, that's the sort of thing they've talked about. And it'll be fun to see how teams combat that. Their weaponry is so much better, Brian. I don't know that we're prepared for the possibilities.
I and you know what? As just an outsider, not somebody that spends, you know, every day in Chicago, like I followed the Bears, you know, since, you know, the great Mike Ditka and all those teams, and I know the teams before. Like, they've never put a receiving core on the field like Chicago has right now. Never. You know, they've had a good receiver, maybe two. They never had this. You know, where you have the ability to run it. You have the ability to throw it as well as anybody. It could be weather conditions maybe limit you, whatever. But they've never had this type of firepower on offense, ever. And so it could be a lot of fun. and a departure from what any Bear fan has ever seen. And I'm not, you know, going crazy here with they're going to lead the league in passing or anything like that, but it sure does look a lot more exciting than I can ever remember.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Why should we believe that Matt Eberflus is a coach that can have impact on Sundays?
Well, I saw him fix the defense last year, you know, and turn that defense around and play really good. You know, I mean, that's coaching. I saw him do that in Indianapolis. That's good coaching. Getting, you know, creating a vision, telling and teaching guys that they can actually execute this vision. This is how it's got to be played. This is how we can take the ball away. All these different things. I've seen him do that from one side of the ball. Now, can you lead an entire organization? Can you walk in to House Hall on Monday after, like, just a nasty, terrible defeat and keep everybody up for the next week so it doesn't spiral downward? I feel like Matt's got that sort of touch, you know, with the team and with an organization.
It's going to be fascinating. Did you make a Super Bowl pick, Baldy? Who are the teams that you think are ready to make a step?
Well, I mean, look, it's hard. I know as difficult as it is to even think about being a three-peat, but one thing about Kansas City is, yes, they had some off-the-field issues, but once they went to training camp, like, we haven't heard word from them. We haven't heard anything about that team. Like, they're just locked in. Now, I don't know if they can finish. They've been exceedingly healthy for the most part during this run of theirs. You know, does that stay on? Because obviously the quarterback, something happens. God, you know, hopefully nothing like that happens. But, like, you know, they
right.
That's a hard team. Like, I don't care if you put Houston or Baltimore tonight or, you know, the New York Jets or anybody. Like, they could beat anyone. It's hard to not put Kansas City in the Super Bowl. And San Francisco's locked and loaded. Philadelphia is a really good team. Detroit's loaded. You know, pick a team, pick one of those three or four teams in the NFC to go play Kansas City again.
I know, back to the Bears, I know we don't have a good sense of how well they're going to be able to run the ball because preseason doesn't really give you that kind of a glimpse because of a lot of factors. But when you look at DeAndre Swift, haven't really talked about him that much this preseason with all the attention focused on the receiving core and Caleb Williams. Based on his year in Philadelphia, based on his past at Detroit, what kind of running back do you consider DeAndre Swift and what impact he can have on this team?
Well, he's an every down back. His only weakness throughout his career is just staying healthy. He's had those issues. But he's a good back. He can pop them. You know, he's got an explosive ability to him. He's a good receiver. And then Khalil has always been a good number two. I mean, he's just a solid power back. We saw enough from Rashawn to know what we think he is. If anything happens to any of those first two guys and what Vela showed us in that final preseason game, I don't think you can discount. That's why he's here. But I think DeAndre is a good fit for this. You know, everybody wants a receiver, a running back that can catch the ball really well, you know, whether it's check downs or matchups or you know, screen game. He's very, very good at it. We saw the one big explosive screen in the preseason from Caleb. what he's capable of doing in the open field. Like, he should be a good complement to everything they've got.
You know, I got to tell you, and we'll let you go, Baldy. I know you got a life to live and you got to get to a different state, for God's sake, within Brazil. Brazil takes up a lot of that continent. I just wonder, has the most overblown story been the idea of the return of the kickoff and the kickoff being changed? Are teams just going to wind up trying to kick the ball out of the end zone as Belichick predicted they would? Do you see this kickoff thing being something that we monitor week to week and see wild plays, or is this going to be a bit of a non-starter?
I hope it isn't. I hope it isn't what Coach Belichick said it would be. Like, just kick it out of the end zone, put it at the 30.
Yeah.
30 is better than the 25. It's better than the 20. If you're dealing with Cordero Patterson back there, would you want to really kick it to him? Probably not. Not everybody can kick it out of the back of the end zone. A lot of these kickers got very strong legs, though. But I think it's going to be a. I think it's going to decide games this year. I just do. I think we're going to see some explosive plays in it. We didn't see any sort of designs of kickoff returns. I saw teams working preseason on plays that look like trap plays, where you're going to come and go kick somebody out, and you know you're going to see Austin Eckler go take one to the house for Washington. I think you're going to see some. I remember talking to Devin Hester at the Hall of Fame game, and he was licking his chops that he could get back there and play and do some of the magic that he did throughout his career. I don't think teams are just going to be willing week in, week out, just kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Great stuff, Brian. Get yourself a caipirinha and enjoy life a little.
Okay. I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Balding. Yep.
That was NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game be delicious.
What did you ask him?
Mayo game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.